Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So how have you personally experienced that reckless love of God? There had to be kind of a tipping point where you decided, hey, I really need to read about this or write about this so that other people can understand this as well.
Yeah. There's several tipping points, I guess, along the way, as it is with, I guess, everyone that's, you know, going to really walk with Jesus, is that there are significant moments that happen that direct our attention to him. So, you know, one for me was when I was about 14 years old. I had gotten in a ton of trouble, and I was failing all my classes and got kicked out of school. And my dad actually had to come and pick me up from school. They wouldn't send me to in-school suspension, so I was toast. And so my dad brought me home, and it was a Wednesday afternoon, and he basically grounded me forever. And that night I came to him and my mom and said, hey, can I go to church tonight? And they're like, that's weird. Why would you want to go to church? You don't like going to church. But nonetheless, it's like, can I go to church tonight? And they're like, sure, no funny business, don't get in trouble. Like, no problem. I went to church that night. Lo and behold, got in a fight, and I broke a kid's glasses. And my mom picks me up from church, house church, and I jumped in her car. I was like, oh, it's fine. And we get home, and the phone rings at about 10 o'clock, and, of course, my heart stopped. I was like, oh, my gosh, I know that's exactly, you know, it's the kid's parents. And it was. The kid's parents called, your kid broke my kid's glasses, and about 2 minutes later, my door flew open, and it's like, what have you done? Like, I mean, I was absolutely making a mess of things and had been for quite some time. The next morning, my dad said, hey, clean yourself up around lunchtime. We're going somewhere nice for lunch. I was like, okay, this is strange. And so we got cleaned up, went to lunch. Just my dad and I went downtown to Peachtree Plaza, a great restaurant in downtown Atlanta, the Sundial. It's a restaurant that rotates and just gives you a whole view of the city and as you eat. And so we didn't talk all the way downtown. And then we get there, we sit down, dad orders our steaks. And then as we're eating our steak, my dad just starts talking to me and saying, hey, you know, you're really making a mess of your life, bro. I was like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's like, don't you want better? Like, I do.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.